Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. The name songbird conjures up an image of a colorful singing warbler, but one family of songbirds, the shrikes, are fierce little predators. No bigger than a robin, shrikes mainly eat insects, especially grasshoppers and crickets, but they also prey on rodents, small birds, lizards, snakes, and frogs. Utah has two species of shrike, the loggerhead, which resides here year-round, and the northern, which breeds in tundra and visits Utah in the winter. Shrikes prefer semi-open country that has some trees, shrubs, or fence posts, where they perch to watch for prey and then swoop to kill with their thick, hooked bill. Shrikes are sometimes called butcher birds from their habit of impaling their prey on thorns, the spikes of barbed wire, or any available sharp object. Numerous explanations have been posed for this behavior. Shrikes may be storing food for later consumption and perhaps letting it decompose a bit to tenderize. They could be advertising their territory or holding the prey in place, the better to tear apart into convenient-sized bits. A study in Florida provides an interesting insight. Leopard grasshoppers and their kin possess nasty toxins. Animals that dare to consume them gag, vomit, and sometimes even die. Researchers discovered that these toxins degrade when the dead grasshoppers are left impaled for a day or two, providing the shrike with a meaty meal that no one else wants to eat. Populations of loggerhead shrike have been slowly declining over much of their range in the United States. One reason appears to be habitat destruction, particularly the relentless conversion of grasslands to suburbs, as well as more intensive farming practices. In the Intermountain West, the noxious weed cheatgrass is another culprit. Where cheatgrass is invaded, fire is too frequent for the natural vegetation to recover. The loggerhead shrike is an indicator species for the health of the shrub steppe ecosystem. Its declining numbers tell us that too much good habitat has been altered or lost. This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah on Utah Public Radio is made possible in part by our listeners and the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University, where students and faculty promote the sustainability of ecosystems and the communities that depend on them. Information at cnr.usu.edu.